Welcome to Artist Spotlight on WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are passionately vocal.
When I die, I want to be remembered for the life I lived, not the money I made.
Once upon a younger year, when all our shadows disappeared, the animals inside came out to play. Went face to face with all our fears, learned our lessons through the tears, made memories we knew would never fade.
His music is synonymous with dancers around the world. With over 2 million record sales and over 1 billion streams on Spotify, his music helped shape an entire generation of people and musicians. This is an artist spotlight on Swedish DJ and producer Tim Bergling, otherwise known as Avicii. Tim Bergling was born on September 8, 1989 in Stockholm, Sweden, to Claes Bergling and Ann-Kai Lyden. At the age of 16, Tim began his music-making journey. His older brother, who was also a musician and DJ, heavily influenced Tim to get into music. Despite his young age, Tim's remixes caught the attention of several high-profile music labels who approached him. In 2009, he released his first single, Man Man, under the name Tim Berg. In 2010, he released his first hit, Bromance.
I've been watching you.
At this point, Bergling was a small-time DJ, mostly remixing for other artists such as Little Boots, an English DJ, and Robin, a Swedish singer. He also decided to use a stage name instead of his birth name. As he recalls in an interview with Vivo Lift,
I'm Avicii. It means the lowest level of Buddhist hell. I think a friend of mine told me about it first for something completely different, and I was kind of choosing my MySpace page at the time. Everything else was taken, my real name was taken, and I really like it now, you know, I've really gotten really accustomed to it.
This new name stuck, and he would thus be known as Avicii. In 2011, his career would kick off with what is now one of the biggest songs in electronic dance music history, Levels. In a 2016 interview with iHeartRadio, Avicii describes how he came about producing the song.
Well, Levels was, it was really, from my side of things, it was really kind of all about the hook, the kind of instrumental hook. I kind of went, ended up going back to like the very first thing I did with the instrumental, and that was the kind of Etta James thing. So that was kind of organic, I just kind of like went back to that all the time, and we wanted to, at first we were thinking about doing it differently to not sample something, to make it more into a full-on original song.
Levels gained quickly in popularity, amassing a lot of attention for the young artist. He began winning several awards, such as 2 MTV Music Awards and a Billboard Music Award, as well as 2 Grammy nominations. If you're just now joining us, you're listening to the artist spotlight of legendary Swedish DJ and producer Avicii on WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are passionately vocal. In 2013, Avicii teamed up with Aloe Black to release what would go on to be one of the most popular songs of the decade, Wake Me Up.
Feeling my way through the darkness, guided by a beating heart. I can't tell where the journey will end, but I know where to start.
This single topped the charts in more than 20 countries, became the fastest-selling single in the United Kingdom by the end of July 2013, and stayed at the top of Billboard's Dance Electronic chart for more than 14 straight weeks. He went on to release another album titled True. This album featured hits such as Hey Brother and Addicted to You. Although Avicii's music gained in popularity, he never actually sang any of his songs. He is well known for collaborating with many other popular artists over the years. His 2013 hit Wake Me Up with Aloe Black. His 2014 hit A Sky Full of Stars with Coldplay lead singer Chris Martin. And his 2015 hit Broken Arrows with vocalist Zach Brown. His consistent fame led him to start touring upon his 18th birthday. In total, Avicii would go on to perform at over 830 shows over 10 years. Despite all of his fame, like many other artists, Avicii struggled with drug use and other health issues. He was also a heavy alcoholic. In 2016, he retired from touring at the age of 26 to focus on his music. Just 2 years prior, he had his gallbladder and appendix removed, making touring more difficult than ever. In a heartfelt letter to his fans, he said, "I will, however, never let go of music. I will continue to speak to my fans through it, but I've decided this 2016 run will be my last tour and last shows. Let's make them go out with a bang." His struggle with stage fright and anxiety did not make performing for large crowds easy. In an interview with The Telegraph, he explained how he improved.
"To me, it feels like going from being normal to being like very like down because of all the work. It's so much workload, you know. And so many like trips to the hospital and back and forth. There was so much going on at the same time. So it was a real relief. Like that 8 month break happened right when it needed to happen. You know, because I was getting skinny. I was getting everything. You know, I needed a break just to be home."
Despite his friends thinking he was in a good place, this was not the case. On April 20th, 2018, the world was shocked to learn of the death of Avicii at the age of 28. He was found in his hotel room in Muscat, Oman, from self-inflicted cut wounds. After Tim's death in 2018, he had several unreleased songs that never saw the light of day. Thanks to his parents, however, they decided to share his final songs with the world. In an interview with his father, he explains why this was important to them.
"Thank you, Tim's mother and I decided that Tim's music should be released to his fans and to people who wants to listen to it. And we don't want it to be locked in."
These final songs were released in an album simply titled Tim. Avicii's many songwriting collaborators helped finish the album, trying to stick true to Avicii's style and finish the songs as he would have wanted them to be finished. In an interview with the president of Universal Music of the Nordic region, Per Sudan, he explained the planned album.
"Tim had, you know, focused, narrowed down it to 16 songs. And that was those 16 songs that he played to us. We went through them when we were having this last telephone conversation or telephone conference the night he arrived to Oman. And those 16 songs, 2 months later, after he passed away, then we started to say, okay, how should we do this? How can we honor him as much as possible with these 16 songs? That's where we started.
On June 6th, 2019, this final album was released to the public. It featured 12 songs, all sung by different artists. After the album's release, some of his collaborators told how they felt about some of the lyrics that now haunt them. In an interview with John Janik, one of Avicii's collaborators conducted by ABC News, he said,
"That's definitely one of the most haunting songs for me because of the chorus lyrics, which we didn't really discuss an awful lot at the time. When the record plays the final song and the parties will be long, long gone, all the pretenders and the hangers-on will go find themselves another one, which at the time didn't seem quite as intense as it does now."
Since the release of the album Tim, it has amassed another nearly 2 million record sales and over 300 million views on YouTube. Help me put my mind to rest. Thank you for listening to this Artist Spotlight on WGLZ 91.5 FM, where we are passionately vocal.